Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Sadhana, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu, Sahanobhunaktu, Sahavīryaṃkaravāvahai, Tejasvināvadhītamastu mā viddhiśāvahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. We'll do the chanting for second pada. Tapasvādhyāya Īśvara-praṇidhāṇāni kriyā-yogah samādhi bhāvanārtha klesha tanu karanārthascha अविद्यास्मितारागद्वेषाभिनिवेशाः पञ्चक्लेशाः अविद्याक्षेतरमुत्रेषाम् प्रसुप्ततनुविच्छिन्न उदाराणाम् स हि तदा प्रसुप्ततनुविच्छिन्नो भवति विषये यो लब्धवृत्तिः स उदारः सो हि आफ्टर् एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् दि प्रसुप्ततनुविच्छिन्न हि सः एक्स्प्लेनिङ्ग् दि उदार विषये यो लब्धवृत्तिः आन् दि आब्जेक्ट् आफ् दि sense organ, whatever the object of the sense organ, in that whatever the thought function happens, that is called as udara. Sarva eva ete klesha vishayatvat natikramanti. So all these are klesha vishaya. They don't cross the boundary border or the limit. They are all troubles. Different kinds of troubles, but they are still troubles. Kaha tarhi vichinnaha prasutta tanu udaro va klesha iti ucchate. Satyam eva etat kintu vishishtanam eva etesham vichinnadittvam yatha eva pratipaksha bhavanatah nivrtah tathaiva svyanjakanjanena abhivyakta iti sarva eva ami klesha avidya bhedah. कस्मात् सर्वेषु अविद्या एव अभिप्लवते यद् अविद्यया वस्तु आकार्यते तद् एव अनुशेरते क्लेशाः विपर्यास प्रत्यय काल उपलभ्यन्ते क्षीयमानाम् च अविद्याम् अनुक्षीयन्त इति कः तर्हि विच्छिन्नः प्रसुप्त तनु उदारो वा क्लेश इति देन् वाट् आर् दीस् कैण्ड् आफ् Kleshas, then what is the use of? You are right. Satyameva etat. What you say is right. Kintu vishishtanam eva etesham vichinnadittvam yatha eva. But here vishishtadinam, these kleshas, all these kleshas vichinna etc. They are endowed with this property of avidya, this klesha etc. So all the avidya, aspita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, all the five kleshas have these four stages. So, yatha eva prakshitta bhavanatah nivrtah, when they are beyond the prakshitta bhava, then nivrtah tatha eva svavyanjaka anjanena abhivyaktaiti sarva evi ami kleshah avidya. And when that is removed, then though we have gained the avivek khyati, these are removed. It's like the gooseberry in your hand. These are removed. Ami kleshaha sarva eva ami kleshaha. All these kleshas are avidyadi bheda only. The difference in avidya. They are avidya in different categories, different states. Kasmat, why do you say this? Because sarveshu avidya eva abhiplavate. In all these, avidya is the one thing which is common, it's commonly existing in all these planes, all these states. यदि अविद्या, हाउ डू यू से दिस, यदि अविद्या वस्तु आकार्यते तदेव अनुशेरते क्लेशः. वॉट एवर वस्तु आकार्यते मीन्स अतद् रूपेण कार्यते. वॉट एवर दि वस्तु ऑब्जेक्ट प्रेजेंट्स इटसेल्फ इन फ्रंट ऑफ अस एज दो इट एग्जिस्ट्स बिकॉज ऑफ दि अविद्या दैट अविद्या कार्यते तदेव अनुशेरते क्लेश. ओनली इन दैट दि क्लेश एग्जिस्ट. Meaning, tadeva anusherate means it expects with the avidya, it exists in that object. Viparyasa pratyekale upalabhyante. And when you have the viparyasa, the confusion, the wrong knowledge, during that time, upalabhyante, these are gained. This avidya is gained. Meaning, this wrong knowledge is gained. Kshiyamanamcha avidya. And when this wrong knowledge is destroyed, anukshiyante, when avidya is destroyed, this wrong knowledge, these wrong conclusions are also destroyed. When the avidya exists, the viparyasa exists. When the wrong knowledge exists, when the avidya does not exist, the viparyaya, wrong conclusion does not exist. So, avidya is the base for all these kind of states. That is also proven here. Satra, avidya surupam uchyate. Now, what is this avidya? See, previously you were making me afraid of this yoga by saying klesha, klesha, klesha. Now, from the beginning again, you are talking about this avidya. Avidya is the problem, avidya is the problem, avidya is the problem. No, you have not been explaining avidya. What is this avidya? So that he explains this avidya. This avidya can be understood in Vedanta also in the same form. There is no problem. What is that? Anitya Ashuchi Dukkha Anatmasu. Anitya Ashuchi Dukkha Anatmasu. Nitya Suchi Sukhatma Khyatihi Avidya. Anitya Ashuchi Dukkha Atmasu. Nitya Shuchi Sukhatma Khyatihi Avidya. Anitya Ashuchi. See, I am breaking it in each states. So there are four words here. This is a samasa, I should not break really, but I am breaking it for convenience sake. Anitya Shuchi Dukkhanatmasu. Nitya Shuchi Sukhatma Khyati Avidya. That is the sutra. But Anitya Ashuchi Dukkha Anatmasu. Anatmasu Nitya Shuchi Sukhatma Khyatihi Avidya. Okay, what is avidya? Avidya is explained in such a simple, beautiful term. Understand this. Anitya Ashuchi Dukkha Anatmasu. Four padas in the first samasa. And Nitya Shuchi Sukha Atma Khyati. Four padas in the second samasa. That is what is avidya. Yatha sankhya anudesha samanam is the sutra. Adesha will be according to the sankhya. First, whatever is explained in the first will be, whatever is said first will be changed with the first in the what answer also. So like that, here anitya, asuchi, dukkha, anatmasu, in the objects of the world which are anitya, impermanent, asuchi, impure, dukkha, troubles, pain, sorrow, anatmasu, and which is not atma, anatma, in all this, nitya, shuchi, nitya is eternal, shuchi is pure, sukha is bliss, anatma is self, in the non-self, self. Khyati, this is the idea, this knowledge. Khyati means knowledge. This knowledge is avidya. In the object which is anitya, you have the knowledge that it is nitya. In the object which is ashuchi, you have the object which is shuchi. In the object which are dukkha, you have the knowledge it is sukha. In the object which is anatma, you have the knowledge that it is atma. This is the trouble. This is called avidya. This knowledge is called, this wrong knowledge is called avidya. Anitya karye nitya khyatihi. Tad yatha dhruvo prithvi dhruva sa chandra taraka dyoho amrita divokasa iti. Nitya karye. Anitya. Anitya means karye. What is anitya? Yad yad kratakam tat tat anityam. Whatever is created, that is anitya. Whatever has come into existence is anitya. So, this whatever is come, this is the common definition. We are not talking about the Nayayika standpoint of view because Pragabhava is not created. It is Sadi, it is Anadi, it has no beginning. It is not created but still it is anitya. Pragabhava ends. It has an end. Before the creation of pot, the absence of pot existed eternally. Now, after the creation of pot, it is that absence of pot is destroyed. So, it is not that every place, it is a common, it is a general thing, that's all. So, anitya, in whatever, in the karyas, in the objects which are created, Nityakhyatihi. You have the knowledge, it is nitya. Yadyat kritakam tattad anityam. Because of it is, because of this reason it is created, it should be whatever created has to destroy. There is no other way. But here you have the knowledge that it is eternal. In what are they, in what things that also explained. Tadyatha dhruva prithvi. This prithvi is eternal. Dhruva sa chandra taraka. All these moon, stars, etc. are eternal. Dyohu, this space is amruta. This is eternal. Divokasa. All these this whole thing is eternal. This kind of idea in the world, that is the first avidya. Tatha, in the same way, ashuchau parama bibhatse kaye uktancha. Ashuchau means that which is impure. Impure means the body which is ever impure. That kind of body you have this knowledge. That is what is said by the great people. What is that? Sthanat bijat upashtambhat nisyandanat nidhanat api kayamadhe yashauchatvat panditahi ashuchim vidu. Panditaha, the knowledgeable men, knowledgeable people, he definitely ashuchim vidu, understand. Vidu means to know. Understand this body to be kaya, to be this body to be ashuchi, impure. Why? Because of these reasons. Sthanat panchami heto. Fifth case is always used for cause. Sthanat, because of the place of existence. It is born from one place. So it is in the womb with all the excreta, etc. So sthanat bijat, and it came from the bija. Bija means the seed. So sperm, etc. Because of that, upashtambhat, and because of the upashtamba. Upashtamba means the copulation. Because of this copulation, nisyandanat. Because nisyandanat, nispandanat or nisyandanat. Nisyandanat means it is always sweating. The body sweats and it gives a bad smell. Nidhanat api. And also because nidhanat means though you touch your ear, etc., it becomes pure. They understand it to be pure, but still it is impure. The body is impure. Nidhanadapi, and kaya madhiya. And when you touch these things, there are things. Nidhanat, again you said kaya madhiya shauchatvat. When you touch different things, this body becomes impure. So you have to take bath. So when, because of these things, when you touch your nose, etc., you have to take bath, or you have to wash your hands at least. So these things are said in the shastras. So even though you take bath, are you purified? No, temporarily. You smell good because of the soap for a period of time. Again you start smelling bad. So, ashuchim vidu, the knowledgeable people, they understand this body to be ashuchi, impure. And, iti ashuchau shuchitvakhyatir drishyate. And in this kind of body, which is ashuchi, we have the knowledge that it is very pure. In this impure body, we have the knowledge that it is very pure. How? I don't have this idea, wrong notion. Say, no, everyone has. Naveva shashanka lekha lekha kam lekha lekha kamaniya yam kanya madhu amruta avayava nirmitaiva chandram bhitva nisrutaiva nyayate nilotpala patrata patrayatakshi hava garbhabhyam lochanabhyam jiva lokam ashvasayanti iva iti kasya kena abhisambandho bhavati cha evam ashuchau shuchit viparyasa pratyaya iti. So after seeing a girl, you see nava iva, she is so beautiful. And how is she? What is the kind of beautiful beauty? Shashanka leka kamaniyam. She is beautiful like a moon, new moon, which is so bright. Like that, this girl is beautiful. And not just that, Kanya, Yam Kanya, this girl, Madhu, Amruta, Avayava, Nirmita, Iva, her body is as though made out of Madhu and Amruta, nectar and wine. So, Nirmita Iva, Chandram Bhitva, and like she has pierced the Chandra, the moon, she has come. She is so beautiful. Nisirta Iva, Nyayate, she looks so beautiful, so bright. And not just that, Nilotpala Patraya Takshi, her eyes are like the petals of the lotus. Beautiful. Hava Garbhabhyam. And her gait, her movement through that lochanabhyam, and the eyes which are moving like this, like with that kind of eyes, jivalokam ashvasayanti, she gives peace to the world. She gives peace to the happiness to the world. In this way, people think, kasya kena abhisambandho bhavati. See, you are comparing something which is totally pure with something which is impure. How can this comparison be possible? Therefore, evam ashucho shuchit viparyasa pratyaya iti. In this way, the comparison of beautiful thing, meaning the impure thing with the pure thing. So, you superimpose the purity in the impurity. This is avidya. Again, yetena apunya punya pratyaha tata eva anartheja artha pratyo vyakhyata. In the same way, whatever is sin, in that the idea it is virtue, it is punya, this kind of knowledge. And whatever is bad, in those things the idea that it is good, this kind of knowledge is also understood to be ashuchi shuchitva buddhi, is understood to be avidya again. Tatha dukhe sukakshyatim lakshyati. And in the same way, in the dukkha, in the sorrow, object of sorrow, you have the knowledge that it is sukha, happiness, bliss. That is also explained. Parinama tapa samskaro kaihi gunavritti virodhacha dukkham eva sarva vekinaha iti. So he will, lakshyati means he will explain it later with this sutra. Parinama tapa samskara dukkhi, parinama dukkha, tapa dukkha, samskara dukkha, these three types of dukkha, guna vritti virodhacha, and its guna vritti and virodha, guna and vritti are virodha, its attribute, its nature, and its vritti, its function, they are contradictory. So dukkham eva sarvam, because of this dukkham eva sarvam vekinaha, everything in this world is only dukkha for a knowledgeable person, for a yogi. Though for us something will be sukha, for a yogi, when you see from the yogi standpoint of view, even the best sukha in this world is also a dukkha, because yogi is akshakalpamat. It will be explained later. He is like the eye of the body. He is so soft. So tatra sukhakshyati avidya. In this way, the problematic things, that it is the sorrowful things, the knowledge that it is very blissful, happy state, that kind of knowledge is avidya. Tatha in the same way, anatmani atma khyatihi bahya upakaraneshu chetana chetaneshu bhoga adishthaneva sharire purusha upakaraneva manasi anatmani atma khyatiriti. In the same way, anatmani atma khyati, the knowledge of atma in the anatmas, not atmas. What is that? Bahya upakarneshu. Bahya upakarneshu means external instruments, sense organs. Chetana achetaneshu. It may be the external objects, may be chetana or achetana, sentient or inert, whatever they may be, there is no problem. Or in the bhoga adhishthana, bhogayatanam shariram. This body, which is the adhishthana for bhoga, which is ayatana, base for bhoga, the experience of the world. Or sharire, or purusha upakaraneva manasi, or the instrument for the purusha, which is mind, instrument for experience, which is mind. In these things, anatmani. They are anatma. They are not the purusha. They are not the self. But they are mind, etc. Mind, body, etc. are instruments for experience. But in these things, they are atma. Who are you? I am this body. This kind of knowledge is avidya. Tathaiva yetad atra uktam. Tatha yetad atra uktam. This is what is explained.